Hi, welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and I'm filling in for Rabbi Weinreb, who, unfortunately, because of circumstances involving Hurricane Sandy, is not able to complete Tractate Nazir. Today we'll be learning the 8th Perek, Perek Ches, which is only 2 Mishnayos in its entirety, and it's a doozy, so hang on to your hats, because here we go. So Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph says, Shnei Nazirim sha'amar lahem echad, ra'isi echad mikem, shenitma ve'eni yodea eza mikem. So you have 2 Nazirim, and a third party says to them, I saw one of you guys became Tameh, but I don't know which one of you. Now let's take a quick look in the Bartonuro and get an additional piece of information here. So sha'amar lahem echad, person said to these 2 Nazirim, ve'heim shodkin, and they're quiet. Because if they contradict him, then he would not be believed. Because a single witness, when he's contradicted, is not believed. So the case here is, he says, I saw one of you became Tameh, and they don't know anything on the matter. So they only have his word. They don't say, no, we didn't, or anything to that effect. So here, they have only his word to go on. So what happens if he sees one of these 2 Nazirim become Tameh, and doesn't know which one? Megalchin, they shave, umivian carbon tumah, and they bring a carbon for becoming impure, the carbon tahara, and the carbon for completing their naziris. So after the period of naziris for the 2 of them ends, they shave and they bring 2 types of carbon, one for the completion of the naziris period and one for becoming tame during the naziris period. Va'omer, and they say, if I'm the one who became impure, carbon tumah shali, then the sacrifice for becoming impure while a nazir is mine. For carbon tahara shalach, and the carbon for completing the nazirus period, that's yours. But if I'm the pure one, carbon tahara shali, then the carbon for completing the nazirus period is mine. For carbon tumah shalach, and the carbon for becoming impure during the nazirus period, that's yours. V'sofrim shloshim yom, and then they count another 30 days, a Naziris period. U'mevian karban tahara, and then they bring a sacrifice for completing the Naziris. Va'omer, and the guy says, Im ani hu hatameh, if I'm the one who was impure, karban tumah shali, then the karban tumah that we already brought was mine. For karban tahara shalach, and the karban tahara that we already brought was yours. V'zeh karban tahara si, and the karban that we're now bringing is my karban for completing the Naziris period. V'imani hu hatahor, and if I'm the one who was always pure, carbon tahara shili, then the purity carbon, the one we brought for completing the zeros previously, is mine. For carbon tumah shalach, and the carbon for becoming impure was yours. V'zek carbon tahara scha, and the sacrifice that we're now bringing is for you completing your naziris period. Now what happens if meis echad mehen, one of them dies before they bring those first 2 carbons? Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says, Yivakesh echad min hashuk, sheyidur kenegdo benazir. Get a friend, says get one from the marketplace, but obviously you'd have to ask a friend if he would become a nazir for you. Va'omer, and then you say, Im tame hayisi, if I was tame, hare ata nazir miyad, then you are a nazir effective immediately. V'im tahar yisi, but if I was the pure one, hare ata nazir achar shloshim yom, then your naziris period doesn't start for 30 days. V'sofrim shloshim yom, and then they count 30 days. U'mivian karban tumah v'karban tahara, and they bring a karban for becoming impure while a nazir, and a karban for completing the nazir period. V'omer, and the fellow says, im ani hu hatameh, if I was impure, karban tumah shali, then this sacrifice for becoming impure is mine, but carbon tahara shalach, and you have now completed your period of naziris, and this is your sacrifice for that. V'im ani hu hatahor, but if I was always pure, carbon tahara shali, then the sacrifice of purity for completing the naziris period is mine, but carbon tumah basafek, and the carbon being brought for impurity is in doubt, because the fellow who actually was impure was the one who died. Remember, this is the case where they died before they could bring the sacrifices. So what's the ramification of the carbon tumah being besafik, in doubt? The Bartonuro clarifies, Chatas ha'of haba al hatumah, safik va'eno ne'achelas. The bird that's brought for the impurity, because it's in doubt, is not eaten. Moving right along, v'sofrim shloshim yom. So after they bring these 2 karbanos, so he got a friend to become a nazir, they waited 30 days, they brought the karbonos of purity and impurity. They wait another 30 days. Umivin karbon tahara. And then they bring a second sacrifice for completing naziris. Va'omer, and the fellow says, Imani hu hatame, if I'm the one who was impure, karbon tuma shali, then the sacrifice for becoming impure that we brought last month was mine. V'karbon tahara shalach, and the sacrifice for completing the naziris period was yours. Vizek karbon tahara si, and the karbon that we're now bringing is my sacrifice for completing the naziris. V'imani hu hatahor, and if I am the one who was always pure, and the fellow who died was the one who became impure, karbon tahara shali, the sacrifice for completing the naziris that we previously brought is mine. V'karbon tuma basafek, and the sacrifice for becoming impure was merely brought out of doubt. V'zehu karbon tahara scha, and the sacrifice that we're now bringing is your sacrifice for completing your naziris period. So that's the case there. Now, there's one fly in the ointment, which is Rabbi Yeshua's assumption that you can get a friend who's going to agree to be a nazir for 60 days, only 30 of which actually count. So, Amar lo Ben Zoma says, Umi shomeelo sheyidr kenegdo benazir. Who's going to do such a thing? Who's going to agree to go along with being a nazir for 60 days to help a friend out of this jam? So you need a way out that's not going to be conditional upon someone else taking on such a huge responsibility. Rather, elamivi chatas ha'of va'olas behema. He brings a chatas ha'of, a bird sin offering, and he brings a burnt offering of an animal, va'omer, and he says, im tamei ha'isi, if I was tamei, ha'chatas mechovasi va'ha'ola nedava, then this is my obligatory chatas for the naziris period, and the ola that I'm bringing is a gift, a voluntary sacrifice. V'im tahara yisi, but if I was always pure, ha'ola mechovasi v'hachatas besafek, then the ola is the obligatory sacrifice, and the chatas is being brought from doubt. V'sofer shloshim yom, then he counts another 30 days, umevi karban tahara, and he brings his sacrifice for completing the period of naziris. V'omer, and he says, im tamei ha'isi, if I was tamei, ha'ola harisho nedava, then the first ola was a gift, v'zochova, and this is my obligatory offering. V'im tahara yisi, and if I was pure, ha'ola harishona chova, then the first ola I brought was the obligatory one, v'zo nedava, and this is my voluntary offering. V'ze shar kabani, and this shlomim is the completion of my sacrifice. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua could counter this. He says, but if you do it that way, nimsozeh mevi karbonosav lachatzayim, you find that this person is bringing his karbonos in installments, and that's pretty unprecedented. So is that okay? Avahodu lo chachamim leben zoma, but the chachamim agree with Ben Zoma that it's perfectly fine to bring your karbonos on the installment plan. Let's take a quick glance in the Bart Neuro. Karbonosav lachatzayim, he's bringing his karbonos in installments. Im nazir tahrahu, if he's pure. So yes, if he's tamei, then that's the way he's got to do it. But if he's pure, then you find he's bringing them in installments. The ola rishona ha'isachova, because the first ola was his obligatory sacrifice. V'yatahu makriv chatas u'shlamim, and now he's bringing a month later his sin offering and his peace offering. Avahodu lo chachamim leben zoma, the chachamim agree with Ben Zoma. V'lo chashishu al shemakriv karbonosav lachatzayim v'halacha keben zoma. Makes no difference if you bring your sacrifices in installments, doesn't bother us, and the halakha follows Ben Zoma. Let's move on to Mishnah Beis. Nazir shehaya tamei basafek u'muchlat basafek. So this Nazir's got a lot going on. He's got two problems. Actually, let me read it to you in the Bart Neuro. He'll explain it to you. Safek im nitma b'meis. There's a doubt whether he became impure through corpse uncleanliness. And there's a doubt whether he's a Metzora Muchlat, who is someone who is defined as definitely Metzora, and he's the one who gets sent out. So he's got both of these things going on. So if a Nazir finds himself with both of these Sfekos, he can eat sacrificial meat, holy things, after 60 days. And he can drink wine and become impure to corpse impurity after 120 days. Let's take a quick look at the Bart Neuro. Achar shishim yom, he can eat kachim after 60 days. Aval kodem lechein lo, but not before this. The suffik mitzorahu, because there's a doubt whether he's a mitzora. V'ad sheyevi kaproso aser lechol b'kadshim, and until he brings his sacrifice, he's not allowed to eat kadshim. Aval mishum suffik nazir tamei lo misaser lechol b'kadshim, but the doubt of being an impure nazir doesn't stop him from eating kadshim. Delo mikri mechusei kapara. Because the only type of person who cannot eat kudshim as a what's called a mechusar kapara, someone who is lacking that atonement, is someone who's intrinsically impure. But if he's a nuzer and he becomes impure from a corpse, that would not stop him from eating kudshim. It has to be some form of intrinsic impurity like the mitzora. So now why 120 days? To have wine and get corpse impurity? It's because he has to be shaved four times. Twice because of the suffik tzaras. So as part of his process from that, he's got to go through 60 days. Then another time for the suffik tuma that he has as a nazir who might be in doubt. And then the fourth time would be for his purification from the nazirus period. So he's got to wait four 30-day periods to be shaved four times before he's going to be able to end his Naziros. And the reason that all of this takes so long is shetiglachas hanega docha tiglachas hanazir bizman shehi vadai. The shaving when someone's a mitzora counts. It supersedes his Naziros period when it's definitely needed. Aval bizman shehi safek eno docha. But when it's a done in a case of doubt, it doesn't supersede. So if he was definitely a mitzora, he would be shaved for tzaras, and it wouldn't reset the clock on his being a nazir. But because it's in doubt, he needs to be shaved, but since a nazir can't be shaved, he goes back to the beginning. So every time he has to be shaved for purification, it sets him back another nazir period. Hence, four times he gets set back. It's a total of 120 days before he can finally drink wine and become a mason. There we go. That's the entire eighth parak of Nazir. Join us tomorrow when we continue with the first and second Mishnayos in Parak Tes.